tell you the time.
Kerosene, do you take that orally?
Yeah, drop it on sugar. 4 or 5 drops on sugar and take it. Hmm. About all your medicine you have.
Well, what'd you take that for?
Cold, something like that.
And did you ever have any quinine?
Yeah, we have had quinine, but I don't think you can buy it now.
Oh, what did it look like?
It's a white powdered looking, about like baking soda.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You mentioned we talked about people dying a little while ago. Is there any other way that you say you didn't want to say somebody died? How might you say that?
Passed out or something like that.
Something like that. Have you got any joking terms for you around here for it? Say if you're just kidding around, any way you might say it? Like a...
No.
Example, some people might say kick the bucket.
Well, I've heard them make that remark, but that's one thing folks don't joke much about.
Yeah, I guess not. Yeah, I guess it. That's something probably too close at hand.
Yeah. Sure, yeah.
And what do they call a place around, what do people around here call a place where they bury it?
Cemetery, graveyard.
Both of those you...
Same.
About the same?
Yeah.
Is ever heard it call anything else around here?
Don't be the half. Mm-hmm. Burying ground, I've heard them talk about it. Oh, burying ground.
Older people mostly use that one?
Yeah, I reckon they did. They don't do it nowadays.
Oh.
Cemetery, that's what they call them nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do they use? People around here usually call a box that they bury in.
Casket.
They ever call that anything else?
Yeah, olden time they called them a coffin. Mm-hmm. And why they called them a coffin, I ain't never heard one called, but that's what they called it.
Hmm. Well, I'll be. And the kind of ceremony that you have at the cemetery, at the church, you call that when a man dies?
Well, I just call it mostly a church funeral.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And say if a people sometimes after one of the loved ones maybe has died, they might dress in black. You'd say they're in
mourning.
Mm-hmm, something like that. Say you meet somebody on the street. Say you meet somebody, you're going to greet him. He asks you, say, how you doing? And you say, just an average day. And you weren't doing either good or bad. What might you say to him?
Just don't feel good today.
Mm-hmm. And say if you felt okay, but you didn't feel real good, what might you say?
Feeling fine.
Mm-hmm. You ever say feeling middling or?
Mm-hmm. Well, I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and say if somebody's... Got some thunder on here. Think it's gonna rain?
It's working kind of like it back then.
Yeah. Say if somebody's troubled, but you know about something, but you think it'll come out all right, you might say, Oh, it'll come out all right. Just don't
worry.
Yeah, something like that.
I feel sorry for you. Something like that.
Something like that. Yeah. They'll ask you about a few diseases here. Sometimes people, when they get older, it gets stiff in the joints. The joints are stiff and aching. What do you call that disease?
Rheumatism.
Yep.
And arthritis.
Okay. Those about the same thing?
Yeah.
And it used to be a disease that they don't have much anymore, I don't think. That you get shots for it now, but it causes a severe sore throat. You got maybe blisters on the inside of the throat. And I think it could be fatal, maybe, and cause children maybe to choke in the night.
Diphtheria.
Yeah, they have that much around here anymore?
They don't have it much. I had one young and had it.
Well, can you tell me about that?
The doctor examined her here, and he opened her mouth wide, and you could look down in there, and her throat was closed up near about completely.
Oh.
And he told me and my wife, said, y'all get her ready. We're going to have to quarantine you. Ain't going to let nobody out and in. And I'll go to the hospital and get you a room. And we did. We got there. He met us and carried us to the room. And they rocked the doorknob with some kind of